And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And for the next couple segments, we're going to talk with the Konza United Way. And we have joining us in studio today, Tara Claussen, the Konza United Way CEO. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. It's nice to be here in person.
Yes, absolutely. We're glad to have you here. And we also are going to be introducing our campaign champions, and they are joining us here via Zoom. We'll introduce them here in just a moment. But first, Tara, I want to just talk to you a little bit about the campaign kickoff event, which is happening next week.
Yeah, we're really excited to bring the public awareness to our fall campaign efforts. Our 2022 United Way campaign will go live with a kickoff next Wednesday, October 6th. We're going to do it virtually again this year. Of course, the pandemic has altered so much of what we do in person. So we opted to do one more year, hopefully, of a virtual announcement, and look forward to next year being able to get back in person and doing a formal in-person kickoff. But really looking forward to sharing a great video that we have put together that highlights our agencies and the impact on the community, and highlight our campaign champions who we'll introduce in just a few minutes, and really begin to engage the community overall in awareness and asking them to be a part of our success and support of the community.
What can people, kind of look forward to a little bit at this thing on Wednesday?
We're going to share. We'll share it with our close family and friends who we have contact and email information with. We'll share a direct link to the video and the announcement that way. But we'll also put it on all of our social media platforms on Wednesday at noon. We're working with some local food trucks, and we'll announce who they are and locations beginning on Monday. So we encourage the community to come out, maybe have lunch at one of our food trucks and celebrate our community and the resources that we put into it.
Okay, very good. Well, let's introduce who our campaign champions are. We've done this last few years I've been here. It's been nice to get to know some of these people. And this year it's John and Karen Armbrust. Welcome.
Hello. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, tell us a little bit more about your story and how you guys got involved here with the Konza United Way.
Yeah, I'll start, and then Karen will jump in, and I'll jump in. So not program for sure, but we started a long time ago. Actually, I'm an Air Force retiree, and we used to contribute through to United Way when we were in the military, and then when we moved back to Manhattan. In the early 2000s, I actually served on the board of directors of United Way and was chair for a year. So we got to see how United Way functioned and the great way it worked in the community and furthered our community along.
And we have continued to feel that this was the best way for us to contribute and use our dollars by allowing those who work in the field to help us put those dollars to the best use.
So some of what I saw was the fact that United Way really works with some other local organizations to further our community, especially for those who have needs. And, you know, they collaborate with them, and importantly, provide some funding to them and continue to work with them on those initiatives. And then I saw how that process worked and became a true believer that, you know, I could be assured that my contributions were going to go to the places that we wanted it to go. And then we know, too, that United Way has their own initiatives in areas of education, financial stability, and health. And again, they're going to collaborate with other community organizations. And if we all contribute as community members, we just keep furthering and bettering our own community.
Such good words here of encouragement for the Konza United Way. And, you know, I personally, I see it, and I didn't used to see it as much of how the United Way helps our community, but so many different things happen throughout the year. And I think maybe the pandemic's put more of a spotlight on that a little bit. We do the Stuff the Bus in the summertime. A lot of folks have kids who utilize Boys and Girls Club, things like that. And boy, where would we be without some of these fantastic services? It just it's kind of mind-boggling how many different entities and folks are impacted by the services.
And to me, that is the most important part, is because I, as a citizen of Manhattan, cannot keep up on all of those different services that Kansas United Way is working with, and both financially and planning. So I turn to those who work in the field and know what's going on. And that's why Tara is doing such a great job there.
All right. Well, it's a big commitment. I know we've had the past campaign champions here with us on the program. What are you most looking forward to here in this next year, these next few months, and getting out and meeting with folks?
Well, I think for me, I think for both of us, is actually part of what you just said, is to get out and meet some of these folks, but really to help Tara and with people, helping them understand just the importance of Kansas United Way, what all it does, and to help them maybe understand the significance of them participating, either a continuation of their participation or maybe being a new contributor to the Kansas United Way.
And contributing, Tara, I know it seems to be getting easier and easier to do. In the past, you had to mail a check in or do stuff like that, which you can still do, but there's so many different ways you can give nowadays.
You know, kind of our signature fundraising platform is working, and again, that collaboration with our businesses locally. So working with the leadership there to provide an opportunity to come in and visit with the employees in that workplace and share about our community needs and share about all of the great things that are happening throughout the community and give them an opportunity to have some fun around their campaign event time period. It's a great opportunity to build team camaraderie and just have some fun in the workplace, but also bring awareness to those needs. And then work with their human resources department and allow individuals to give through payroll deduction. That's kind of our signature thing, but of course, it's not the only way to give back. There's many who are not working, they're retired, or work from home and maybe don't have that same corporate type setting. So we can take direct donations through the mail, online, just be as creative as we can to engage as many people as possible. One of the things that's most appealing to me being a part of United Way is that it really is a giving platform for everyone. We're not looking to that top percent of individuals who have enough money to create endowments or fund areas in their own way. You know, every dollar matters. It multiplies together. The biggest example I share, you know, is in Manhattan, there's 50,000 people. If we got half of the people to give $100 a year, that's $2.5 million. It's just an example of how all of those donations come together to make a huge difference in our organizations and our programming to support health, financial stability, and education.
What would you say, Tara, goes into the selection process to pick some champions like the Armbrists here?
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's always a fun conversation to sit down and look at who have quietly been our biggest champions, you know, who has an opportunity to understand and be an advocate for us, help us make new relationships and connections so that we can continue to share our outreach with that. And John and Karen, I think, are a wonderful and a perfect example of that. Their commitment to our community is so longstanding, and they've been pillar donors, which is a giving level for us of $1,000 or more a year. And that, again, you know, all of that adds up and allows us to make a big impact in our community. So we're grateful for it. And the opportunity then for me to get to know John and Karen a little bit more through the opportunity and go around where businesses, the pandemic is still affecting us a little bit, but where we can go out and meet and share and advocate together is always fun. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know, you mentioned fundraising's got to be really hard. I imagine it's hard going out and asking people for money. It's probably not an easy job, but and I'll ask this to the Armbrust here. We live in a community of Manhattan, as I mentioned, about 54,000 people. This community is so good at giving back. I've noticed that here in the 3 years I've lived here. Can you guys speak to that a little bit about how you guys have interacted with the community in your time living here?
Well, we were fortunate that we were actually able to just choose Manhattan as the place to live in for the last 26 years. And so we chose Manhattan just because of what you said. It is a great size and it's a great community. We feel that Manhattan works to better their citizens in great, unique ways. And the feel of the community is one of inclusiveness. So we do appreciate that. And yes, that's why we chose to live in Manhattan. And we continue as retirees to really enjoy the community and all the things that it has to offer.
Yeah, I would just add that to me, one of the important things as we have participated in many community activities is the desire for people not only to contribute, but to do anything they can do to make a real impact, positive impact on our community. And I think that's just so critical as we go out and talk to people and ask them to join us in improving our community through the Kansas United Way.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll talk some more here about the Kansas United Way's upcoming 2022 campaign and the kickoff event, plus some more about the pillar areas here. More In Focus continues after this on KMAN.